Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for being with us today. You're listening to An Artist Speaks, presented by Contemporary Art Gallery Online. Contemporary Art Gallery Online represents tomorrow's art giants today. You can visit us at contemporaryartgalleryonline.com, and there you can view and purchase great works of contemporary art, check out our monthly art competition, and our blog as well. Today, our guest is Nika Ospie. Nika is a Florida-based fine art photographer focusing on conceptual portraiture. She is fascinated by the redemptive quality of the photograph. In a society caught by the crosshairs of idealism and reality, portraiture provides a much-needed sense of control. Well, good morning, Nika, and thank you for joining us on An Artist Speaks.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start off today's show by having you tell the audience a little bit more about yourself, Nika.
Okay. I am in school in Florida. I'm working towards being an art teacher, and I spend as much time as I can taking photographs.
When was it that you decided that you wanted to be a photographer, Nika?
I transferred schools to go here, and my parents gave me a camera, and they asked me to take kind of a new start and a new way of looking at things, and that was 1 year ago, and I've been taking photographs every day since.
Well, was there a time that, or was there a moment, I should say, when it went from maybe a hobby to being your passion?
I don't know if it was a moment exactly, but definitely once I got started, I couldn't stop, and it's just been a really rewarding thing, and I'm really, really glad that I found it.
Tell our audience about your process that you go through when you're doing your photography.
Okay. I love stories. I love reading and art, and I have always thought kind of in stories as a way of communication. So I sort of build costumes and props, set them out, choose where I'm going to work, and kind of talk to a model and figure out the vibe we're going for. And then we'll go out and shoot at a really beautiful time. And that's pretty much it.
Well, when you start off, do you already have a scene in mind or a setup in mind that you want to use in your photography, or is that just something that comes to you when you're out doing the shoot?
It's a combination of both. I have a sketchbook just full of ideas, and I sort of pick one, but then also kind of work with the moment and what I'm feeling and what the model is comfortable with.
And is there a special camera that you use for your photography?
Well, it depends whether I'm shooting film or digital, but I usually shoot with a Nikon D3100. I don't really think it's that much about the camera. It's more about the image you're creating.
So when you go out on these shoots, generally, on average, how long are you out shooting with your models?
I usually hit up around sunset, and then until we lose the light.
And your messages, most of your images, I believe, have messages. Are these messages you go into the shoot wanting to send out, or are these things that just come to you during the shoot?
Definitely it's a combination of both of them. There's kind of some messages that I feel like I send, but I definitely think it's a lot more important what people individually get from their messages or from the images.
Do you find that when other people view your images, do they come up with a message that you're trying to send, or do they come up with something that you didn't realize or see at the time?
It totally depends on the person. Sometimes I'm shocked or surprised by what people say about my work, and sometimes it's exactly spot on with what I was feeling and what the moment was.
Well, how often during the week do you try to get out on shoots, Mika?
I shoot every day, so I like to keep busy.
And are all of your photographs using models, or do you do other types of fine art photography?
I have a rare few that don't use models, but most of them have people in them, even if it's not necessarily models. And honestly, the models I work with aren't what most photographers are looking for. I kind of am more interested in the uniquely beautiful, so it depends.
Well, Nika, I noticed that most of your models aren't wearing makeup to make them look more beautiful. You seem to want to get to the inner essence. Is that what you're trying to accomplish in your photography?
Yes, definitely. It's not. I'm not a fashion photographer or anything like that. If they are wearing makeup, it's kind of edgy or a different look. It's definitely not something to sort of make people fit into modern society or anything like that.
Well, is there a fine art photographer whose work you feel influences your work?
Honestly, I don't keep up with other photographers as much as I should, just because I have been so much going on. But I do love body painters. I love seeing what photographs based on body painting. And Craig Tracy is a New Orleans artist that I really do like to look at photographs of his work, because they're part photography, part body art.
Well, in your artistic process, Nika, you mentioned that your art is edgy, and I would agree, but it's also thought-provoking, which we found very fascinating. Is that what you're always trying to accomplish with your fine art photography?
Honestly, I'm not that concerned with the reception of my work. I really do believe that the point of art is and its creation. And once it's out there, it can mean things for certain people, but I'm more interested in making more things, in creating more things, and in helping other people do that. So,
you mentioned earlier in the interview that your education studies are to be an art teacher. Is that correct?
Yep.
Is that another passion of yours, to teach art to other people?
Definitely, definitely. I think it's a really important form of expression. I do teach art now. I teach at the Pinellas Hope, which is a homeless shelter. And I also work with Journeys in Journalism, which is working. It's a charter program working with an elementary school in a kind of poor part of the city, so it provides a really cool opportunity for kids to be able to express themselves.
And I'm assuming you're using photography medium?
Yes, definitely. Photography is a really important part of journalism, and also working at the homeless shelter, it kind of gives people the right to own something about their own life, and then they can go on to create something beautiful, even if they're stuck in what may not be the most beautiful place.
Okay, well, Nika, I think this is a good spot to break for a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll talk about some of the images that you have on Contemporary Art Gallery Online.
Okay.
And remind the audience that you can view and purchase Nika Ospie's artwork by going to ContemporaryArtGalleryOnline.com, click on the Artist tab, and then on Nika Ospie's name. Contemporary Art Gallery Online is the number one source for showcasing tomorrow's art giants today. If you're an artist looking for gallery representation, please visit us at ContemporaryArtGalleryOnline.com and click on the Membership tab and follow the prompts. If you are a designer, architect, or volume purchaser, again, please visit us at ContemporaryArtGalleryOnline.com and complete the volume purchaser's request form. And again, to view Nika Ospie's stunning artwork, to re-listen to this interview, and of course purchase some of Nika's art, please click on the Artist tab and then on Nika Ospie's name. Well, Nika, you have quite a few pieces on the gallery. What's your favorite piece?
My favorite piece is definitely the piece that features a violin player and a cello player in the ocean.
Well, let's talk about that particular piece. Tell us the background on that.
Sure. I had actually just kind of started photography, and I wanted to create a piece kind of about creation in itself and finding joy, and definitely has a lot of elements that help me find joy, like the ocean, and music, and just the people in it are really good friends, and so it all kind of came together, and it was just a beautiful shoot with really positive people, and it came out really well, and I'm proud of the result.
One of my favorites is Pearls. Tell the audience about how that shot was set up.
Well, we went out in the morning at sunrise again. I love shooting at sunrise. It's such a beautiful and quiet time of day. And we were in the ocean, and we were just playing around with this pearl necklace and how the water carried it. And I switched up the angles and shot it from above, and it came out the way it did, and I'm happy with that.
Well, and you'd mentioned that you like body art is one of the things that interests you, and I know one of your pieces, I believe, is you used body art in I.
I'm not actually any good at body painting, but I do like to use certain elements of it's obviously we use paint in that photo, and it definitely brings out the colors in a very cool way.
And another piece that I found interesting was Mirror. Tell the audience about Mirror.
That photo is my mom's least favorite photo ever, because she's actually the model for it, but obviously it's not the most flattering photo ever. It's a very honest photo, though. Definitely with a concentration on wrinkles and kind of age and looking in the reflection. It has a lot of personal meaning for me, but she absolutely hates it.
Well, again, I think that was a piece where you wanted to show the inner beauty.
Definitely.
Well, and then you have some that are a little more provocative. Well, one of your more provocative images, Nika, is Bible. Tell the audience about Bible and the message you were sending with that image.
Bible is definitely one of my more controversial photographs, and it totally depends on your interpretation. When I was creating it, was thinking a lot about kind of the misuse of religion and the expectations people can place upon religions that they're not a part of, sort of working off of things that people claim that the Bible says, things that people say you have to do if you're a Christian, if you're a Muslim, if you're kind of any religion, really, there's things that outsiders will claim you can't do and will try to exclude you from religion. So it's obviously contrasting the concept of spirituality, but also with sin. So, but I don't want to put a meaning on it. So obviously you'll get from it what you get from it.
Well, it is a very interesting piece. One of my other favorites, and again, somewhat, well, I wouldn't say provocative, but I think it does have a very strong statement, is Lost.
Lost is, obviously, I grew up on an Indian reservation, so we have a lot of struggles with alcoholism and the negative effects of that. So, and then I came to school here, and obviously college is sort of embraces the culture of drinking. So I kind of set out to create this image that can indicate the more negative sides of drinking, and also just the way that people can be sucked into it and kind of come to depend upon it because you're afraid to stand alone or stand apart.
One last image that you did that I found very interesting and like to know more about is beauty. Tell us about that and what you were trying to get across with that image.
Sure. I'm kind of fascinated by the concept of beauty in my work because I work with people that are friends or relatives or people that I just meet and ask to model for me. I don't work with hired models. I don't work with people that fit sort of the contemporary idea of beauty. And so when you sort of add things in a way to a picture, it kind of allows someone to find their own selves as attractive in that picture if they're kind of hiding behind something. Beauty is something that fascinates me because I see it more as when I know someone, I know like their inner beauty, but obviously you can't entirely show that in a photograph, but you can try.
Well, I think you do an awesome job with that, Nika.
Okay, thank you.
Well, I know you've mentioned kind of your process and your thoughts on art, but is there a philosophy that you have about your art?
I believe, as I said before, that the point of art is in creation. So I just think that everyone should should be able to express themselves and should do it. And I make sure that I do something, create something every day because, I don't know, life doesn't really, it's an important part of life. For me anyway, and I think that other people would definitely start and find something that makes them happy.
Well, we're getting near the end of the show, Nika. One of the questions I always ask is words of advice that you would give to other new aspiring artists.
Just do it. Just go for it. I think there's a huge kind of stigma in our culture that you have to be talented to do art, but that's like, talent is something you, I don't really see talent as something that naturally you just have. It's, art is something you work for and you get better at it. So you just have to start. So I would definitely say just go for it. If you have the passion, go for it.
Well, Anika, do you have any art showings coming up or anything going on that people could come and see your artwork?
Sure. I have a show up at the school I go to, which is Eckerd College in St. Petersburg, Florida. And then I always have work being showcased online. I'm also starting to work with some places downtown, but they won't be up. The shows won't be up for a couple of months anyway.
Well, Anika, I want to thank you for joining us this morning. I really enjoyed speaking with you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for your time.
And I also want to thank our listeners for being with us today. And again, to view Nika's stunning artwork, to re-listen to this interview, and of course, purchase some of Nika's art, please click on the artist tab and then on Anika Osby's name. I would like to inform everyone that Contemporary Art Gallery Online has launched a monthly art competition. To compete, go to contemporaryartgalleryonline.com and click on the art competition tab for additional information. If you're an artist looking for gallery representation, please visit us at contemporaryartgalleryonline.com and click on the membership tab and follow the prompts. If you're a designer, architect, or volume purchaser, again, please visit us at contemporaryartgalleryonline.com and complete the volume purchaser's request form. An Artist Speaks is currently airing every other Saturday, so we'll meet again in 2 weeks. Thank you for joining us today, and have a great rest of your weekend.